Welcome back to McKnights of Magnolia. Me and Mom have some guests today, Dad and Leah.
Hello. I'm Dad, she's Leah.
Today we're going to be talking about what it's really like for Dad being the only male in a house full of women.
You guys said we were going to talk about sports.
We're doing Would You Rather later, so keep watching. So Dad,
okay.
I have some questions for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Why do you say it?
No, I'm good. Let's do it.
So, are you actually bothered by being the only guy in the house? What do you think about it? Not okay. Really in the house, like Loki everywhere.
I think there's a blessing in it because it teaches me to be a little bit more patient. It's taught me to be more patient. It has taught me to be more understanding. I am now more comfortable having uncomfortable conversations, you know, with my girls. I think.
What kind of uncomfortable conversations?
Having conversations about the birds and the bees, answering questions about what boys think about.
Oh, that's so true.
You have the normal, I guess, biological things that happen to the female anatomy, going to the store. It's easy. Before it was like, I freaked out. It's not a problem me running to the store picking up feminine products. So things
like
that.
Because
it's just
it's almost become normal. But it's a good thing. I wouldn't switch it out for anything. I think having ladies has just really increased my level of being a protector and provider, and has also decreased me being on edge. I think it's forced me to be a little bit more understanding.
Nice.
Yeah.
I do agree with that. Yeah. As me and Leah were getting older, I can see a little bit more of a understanding. Because you're the type, I feel like you're the type of person who's like, that doesn't make sense. Like, why would you want to do it? No. And then you kind of understood the stupidness of the teenage girl brain. I want to go to the mall with my friends and look at clothes.
Right.
One thing I realized is he still is not a fan when I point out someone attractive on a movie or like in public.
Yeah, why is that bad?
Well,
he's so cute.
It's not bad, but it throws a different dynamic onto it. So we're watching football. You guys say, "Oh, he's cute." Like I don't watch
Justin
football.
You're watching.
That's
Dennis.
Not why I do it. You
or
know?
The World Cup, and Leah's like, "Oh, he's
yeah." And I'm like, "You just throw a totally different." It's a sporting event, and you guys just totally throw this light on it that I'm like, I just.
It's a can't bonus. It makes it entertaining for everyone if they're attracted.
But I think what he's saying is it's not entertaining for him.
Well, you can't say that Jason Tatum isn't attractive.
I can. Yes, I can. He's a great ball player. He came from Duke. So he's an awesome ball player, but that's it.
Okay.
That's it. I'll leave it right there. I'll tell you something else, too, that I've learned to develop. It's kind of interesting. And if there are any dads that have daughters in the house, you guys will probably relate to this. But I learned not to fix things. I'm a natural fixer. So you guys will run upstairs and like freak out, and I'm like, what's going on? What's going on? And I tend to make it worse. So now I'm like, okay, I just check to see they're breathing. There's a pulse. There's no bloodshed anywhere. They're okay. Just leave you guys alone and kind of let you work through a number of things versus me trying to fix the things teenage girls kind of go through, like middle school and high school, things of that nature. So
see,
I'm
I try to fix everything.
And then, you know, with me, my guy mindset is like, okay, if it doesn't kill you, it's going to make you stronger. Get over it. It's going to be okay. And at that moment, that's not what you needed to hear.
No.
You wanted to be coddled and held. And I'm that's not me.
Neither of y'all are like that.
Like, you were the worst
person to cry to.
So it's
like, okay, so for me, I think the only couple of times you like that you actually coddled me was like when I was upset for obvious reasons with like my mental health, and then I go to you. But if it's like something that happened and I'm sobbing, you're like, stop crying.
No,
it's not so much stop crying, but
you said stop crying multiple times.
No, yeah. Like if we come to you and we're like distraught and like we're crying and I'm like, I just need my mom to hold me, and you're like, literally, why are you crying? And I'm just like, stop, just let me do it.
No, that's not how I see it. It's not that I don't want to coddle you. Well, I don't want to coddle you, but it's not that I don't care or that I'm not nurturing. It's more that y'all are so emotional, I can't make heads or tails out of what you're saying. You're too emotional to have a conversation. So basically, whatever I say, whatever I do is going to go out the window because you guys are so emotional. Let's calm down. Let's come back when we have cooler heads. And then let's have a conversation.
I think a part of it, too, is the era me and your mother were raised in. Like, we was raised in an era where, like, you just had to figure it out. Like, yeah. You know what? You know, I know now it's real big in school and, you know, you have bullies and picking on people and things like that. Well, that was just a normal everyday occurrence where we, the way we grew up. So you just dealt with it. But it was never, like, it wasn't a point, it never got to a point where we came home and was like, Mom, oh my God, I got teased in school. My parents would say, well, go back and tease the kid that teased you.
Right. Like, well, that's
exactly
what
your mom is. You know what I mean? Like, your mom, that's where mama jokes. You, oh my
breaking goodness. On each other. Breaking, jonesing on each other.
Clowning each
other. That's how we grew
crying
up.
Crying in the bathroom. One of my braids fell out in the hallway in middle school. And I was so distraught because this kid, like, picked it up. It was like, Naya, your braid fell out. And I was like, oh, dear God.
Yeah, but you should laugh at something
mom,
like that.
And then, so I went to the bathroom. I was crying, and I called Mom, and she was on the phone with Aunt Didi. And then Aunt Didi was like, she was like, tell his mama. And I was like, no, Aunt Didi, I can't say that. And then she was like, she said, make fun of his shoes or something.
Yeah. I think getting back to kind of what you guys have shared and one of the things I expressed, it took me a while to really learn to just not try and fix everything and just listen. Sometimes you just need to vent and get things out, and that's never been a lever I've ever had to pull. Venting to me would be driving, turning my music up real loud, listening to a song, and then when it's over, it's over. So just learning how, I guess, different ways of handling things.
Yeah,
and your dad and I, we come from a different parenting style where we were left to not necessarily fend for ourselves, but we were left to deal with a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
We were left to communicate on our behalf or mm-hmm. advocate on our own behalf.
Right.
And we just did it. And so if somebody picked on us, somebody called us names, or we just, well, your mom's whatever. Your dad, where is he? I mean, like, we just dealt with it. But again, I realized that, I mean, that wasn't necessarily healthy either.
No.
The way we did it, but that is just how we dealt with it. And if you ask anyone 60 and, you know, on down, like, that's just how we dealt with it. Yeah. But I think you guys are different, but we recognize that. And I think that's when the attachment parenting, the different styles of parenting started coming out, and mm-hmm. there are different ways to handle it.
Agreed.
And I think we try our best without a book, a real guide telling us how to raise you girls, it's difficult.
Yeah.
And we just take each day at a time. And then when things happen, we do look at each other and say, how could we have handled that differently? What could have been done differently so that next time it happens, if it happens, we're better equipped to handle it.
I got a question for you guys.
What?
Okay, so I've met a lot of your friends. You guys have a lot of girlfriends. They come over to the house. Hey, you know, Mr. McKnight, everything like that. They're nice. Have you ever had a conversation with them and how they relate with their dad? And if so, how does that compare to our relationship?
So a couple of my friends, they had an absent father. And if he was there, he just wasn't the best.
Okay.
But they've had other father figures throughout their life.
Okay.
So it's like they understand like what happened with their biological father. And sometimes they do get upset about it, but then they, like, since they have other father figures, they kind of just focus on their father figures opposed to their biological fathers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
I think that I have a lot of friends as well who are, you know, subjects of divorce and everything like that. And, you know, there have been some of my girlfriends and stuff like that. They're like, their dad doesn't really understand them, and, you know, it was just overbearing and not really the most positive, you know, influence in their life, which honestly I don't relate to them at all. I'm thankful that I don't relate to them at all, because I'm so blessed to have you, and I'm so blessed to have, like, not only like you as a father, but even if like any sort of father figure, because the way that you genuinely care about the three of us, I feel your genuine unconditional love, and I wouldn't trade that for anything.
And one other thing is, one of my friends, I realized that this is just good for both of you guys, both parents. They don't really talk with their parents much. No. And for me, I'm always talking to y'all. I'm telling you guys every slight detail that happened at school, whether or not I'm in it, whether or not I even know the people.
Yes, you do. You really do.
Yes, you do.
They know everything.
I feel like I tell you guys a lot too.
Well, me and your mom always.
We got a little more than me, but I tell mom and dad more than I tell you.
We always wanted to make sure that we created an avenue for you guys to express yourself openly. There are times that you will share stuff with us and we like, you know, no shock value. You want to get it all. We want to make sure that whatever you're looking to get out of it, we provide it. But then there are plenty of times that me and your mom will go in our room, close the door, and like, oh my God, like, oh, what the heck are we talking about? Oh my God.
I can't believe they just did that.
They did that. They're doing that in that school, in middle school. So, but our goal is to make sure that no matter what, you're comfortable with coming to us to talk about anything. Because you guys are basically people. You're human beings.
Yeah.
You're individual selves that you're growing up. Like, there's got to be a level of a reality in that conversation. So,
Dad, I want to bring this up. So, how is it for you? Like, you literally went from like a home full of boys growing up. Like, you had two brothers, your dad, and it was like G-ma, like you were G-ma in that situation, you know? So, like, how does that compare from being, because mom's side of the family is mostly
all
women,
girls. Yeah.
All girls, like, you know, everything like that. So, how was it, like, adjusting? Because that's a pretty big adjustment from like the main core people in your life, not necessarily shifting, but you have like two complete opposite sides.
I think this is God's way of getting back at me of all the crazy stuff I did growing up in the house with my brothers. We've done some really dumb stuff. Like, I'm surprised that we're literally walking
the
dumb stuff
like
we used to do.
Like, one short story of the crazy things that you used to do when you were younger.
We used to, it's just, we all grew up in New York, so, you know.
Elevators.
Yeah, I don't want to do that. There's so many stories out there. Let's just say this. Growing up in New York City, in the era that I grew up in, there was no internet. There was like you were lucky to have an Atari game system, but there was always outside play, and you would always find yourself in some new adventure, 3, 4, 5 miles away from home that you walk. There are certain areas in New York that's territorial. It was just very, very interesting. But there were things that I did that I know why God gave me girls, because if I would have shared the stories with my boys, they would probably try and do those things, and it would totally freak me out.
You should talk about the elevator.
We're not going to talk about that later.
Okay, but I'll tell you what, again, it all goes back to, it's what I needed to round me out. I firmly believe that it gave me the patience that I needed dealing with girls.
Definitely
gave me the understanding, the acceptance of just allowing things to be. And not to try and control everything.
Yeah.
So I don't think I would have achieved that with sons. It would still be good. As long as my babies were healthy, that's all I asked for. So,
yeah.
That's so poetic.
Because I don't know if, well, I'm pretty sure you guys know, but we didn't find out what sex you guys were.
Until you were born, you were dead set that I was a boy, though. I was the meanest person alive. I don't remember. I think I blocked it out due to trauma.
I think I was traumatized from it too. I was mean, like, not even mean. Was I mean?
You were mean.
Okay,
you were different. Okay. You were totally different.
I would have said that she was hot.
You were.
I was
no,
hot
she was
with
hot
you.
With you, but
oh,
she was just
and
ornery
I was
with
so
Leah.
Ornery with Leah.
But because,
and I just knew that you were a boy. And then when I found out you were a girl, I was like,
I knew it.
I was like, and then as your little personality started coming out, I realized that you weren't mean, but you definitely have your own way of doing things, and you have always been your own person, and you were not afraid to be your own person. No matter what everyone else is doing, you always march to the beat of your own drum, and that is where that came from. I felt it, and it was crazy. It's like, because like with Naya, it was almost like a surprise, like, oh, we're pregnant, you know, whatever, and stuff like that. No, you totally were not.
I'm not sure
accident.
Y'all made a joke that I was an accident. Y'all made a joke at like, we were at a Mexican restaurant and you guys were like, yeah, you came after a few too many glasses of wine.
I mean, you did.
However, that's okay.
I felt like, I knew you were there. I told your dad.
Yeah.
I literally told your dad, I was like, we're pregnant. He was like, I'm pretty sure it didn't happen that fast. I was like, nope. I am pregnant. I was like, we're having a baby. And then I went to the doctor, you know, just to do like a follow-up and everything. And then I literally told the doctor when I got pregnant, when I was going to have this baby, yes, everything. I knew it. It was like, I felt your presence, Leah. Mm-hmm.
That's
I felt
so
it.
Spiritual.
It is. No, it is. So and I really did feel her.
Yeah.
So.
Sure.
Nye is the reason I am a mother.
Even if she wasn't born, you'd still be a mother.
Huh?
You, she was a surprise. I wasn't.
It
wasn't neither one of you were surprises. Stop.
You basically were just trying to figure out who's the favorite.
Oh, there is no favorite.
No, okay, no, yeah. So one of our first episodes, me and Mom, we were asking each other questions, and I was like, Mom, like, who's your favorite? Let me, Leah, I don't know, did you even watch that?
No.
I don't think you did. Honestly, I don't think Leah watched that.
Love honesty.
But.
Yeah, Naya, we have 3 subscribers, and apparently these
we
two.
We have 3?
We have 3, and these two aren't.
No, they're not it.
They're not it.
And I definitely subscribe to us, so.
Oh, me too. I think the other one is Grandma. Hey, Mom.
But no, Leah. Who is Dad's favorite and who is Mom's favorite?
If anything,
you know.
I do.
We don't have favorites.
Just say it. See if it's the same thing that I said.
I'm more Mom's, I'm Dad's.
Exactly. Like, do you see how we just naturally chose this seating order? Do you see how, like, do you see, like, it just, I don't know, me and Mom gravitate towards each other and Dad and Leah gravitate towards each other.
I think
it just
Dad
is just
because, like, so.
You told me to sit here.
Because Dad was sitting here already. There was no other option.
Okay.
And you two had to be in the middle, but it could have been flipped. But it wasn't.
No.
And, well, one thing I will say is I think me and Dad are definitely more, like, similar than
yeah.
me and Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Like, whenever we go to restaurants or we just out and we see crazy people, we're always staring, judging.
That's so true.
That's like a lot of it has to do with.
I do none of the above.
No, you do, Mom. You know why the airport's our favorite place.
But I don't judge.
People watching should be an Olympic sport.
Oh, I stare.
People watching,
I love, but I am not judging.
Oh,
I'm trying to figure out the story as to why. What is happening in front of me is happening.
Mom has a real staring problem as Dad. Like, it's so bad.
Oh, it is.
I observe.
And Leah is just like him. We're driving down the street.
Leah will
and
be
we're
out
driving,
the window,
driving,
like,
driving, driving. And someone is looking and she goes.
I'm like, someone's gonna like shoot.
I'm like, Leah,
you
stop.
Can't make eye contact with people in traffic. When I went out
with you and your friends and we went to like Walmart and Cookout, there was this one guy. We made eye contact for like 40 seconds.
Was it low?
That's way too intimate.
Was it low? Like, what are you doing?
I didn't want to be the one to look away first.
That's
it was like
sick.
A whole staring contest with like a 45-year-old man.
Okay.
Oh, there's something sick about that. But I do remember you hanging out with me and my friends at Walmart.
What, if anything, would you change?
I wouldn't change anything. I have this, like, it's not even from a regret standpoint. I wouldn't change anything. You mean as far as from, like, being a dad of girls or stuff like that? Or
a dad of girls, having more children.
No.
Do you want more children? Well,
No.
I want them to have another kid so
oh, that's not
bad.
Even happening.
Not,
no, I know the biggest.
No,
me and Mom used to talk about it. We both have siblings. And I, one of the things I wanted to make sure that if we have children, that you guys have a sibling. I think one is enough. I think this journey called life is just great to go through with somebody you have a common bond with. But I wouldn't change anything. I mean, I love everything that has happened. It's not like I would rather have sons instead of daughters. No, I love my girls. I couldn't envision me not having them. Love you. So I couldn't envision not being with you and not having this family as a set. So no, that wouldn't change anything. Yeah. I'm getting some cool dad points here, aren't I?
Yes, you're the best, like, girl dad. That's cool.
No, he is. We literally, today we went to go get lunch and pedicures.
Yeah,
like,
we did.
Me, Dad, and Leah.
I got a manicure, though.
Oh, yeah, Leah got SNS, but me and Dad got matching pedicures.
Oh,
was it great?
What polish did you get?
I don't do polish.
I know. Naya just said matching.
Yeah,
he did
buffish. I was yelling at the lady. What do you mean buff and shine? You need to explain this to me.
So you said shine. Buff and shine.
What do you mean? But then she said clear. And I'm like, no, I'm not doing nothing. You're not putting anything on my toe.
It's clear, though.
So she was like, wait. I'm going to show you. I'm looking at it. She gets it. I'm like, okay. All right. Yeah, you're good. Like, that's how you know.
So dramatic.
But I got black on my toes because I'm a big sin.
You're so dramatic.
Yeah, I'm not doing, you know.
Okay, let's segue, you guys. What do you think?
No, let's do it.
Do you think we want to do some would you rather?
Yes.
I feel like it'll be funny.
Okay.
Awesome. So I'm going to call the questions out, and then we're all going to take our turns answering them separately. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, first question. Would you rather have telekinesis or telepathy? Like, think about it. Would you rather, like, read people's minds or move things with your mind? I know what I would like to do.
Same.
Telepathy.
You want to read people's minds?
Mm-mm. Yes and no. I want to be able to turn it on
so
and off.
So nosy.
I want to be able to turn it on and off. Like, not all the time.
Right.
But very select times, yes.
Yeah. Yes. No, I agree. Yes.
I don't want to read anyone's minds. I'll move objects. It's just people are out there. It's just a different world. I don't want any parts of what's on something.
I don't want people to read my mind.
So, oh, definitely.
No. Like, right. Oh, so, no, yeah. I would move objects.
Yeah. Telekinesis.
Yeah.
You would move objects too?
It's more convenient, I feel. Because
it is really
if
convenient.
I know what people are thinking about me, I'm not going to do anything based off that.
That's
so just useless information.
Okay.
Yeah. I like that. Okay, so, Leah. I'm sorry. I just really feel like this is something that we can, like, really, like... But I feel like we're going to have the same answer, but whatever. Would you rather team up with Wonder Woman or Captain Marvel? Like... I know. Why are you thinking about it? I'm doing Captain Marvel all day long. Like,
see,
if Captain
Wonder Woman? I'm thinking Wonder Woman.
You're thinking Wonder Woman?
I'm thinking Wonder Woman.
You're thinking Wonder Woman?
What are you thinking, Dad?
I want Black Panther.
No, like,
but that wasn't an option. First of all, the invisible helicopter.
Okay, that's fine. And her lasso.
And the lasso.
And the costume.
And the bangles. I'm done.
So, but here's the thing, though. Like, if you were in a fight with someone, who would you want? I would want Captain Marvel.
I would want Wonder Woman.
Captain Marvel.
She has more power. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I would do Captain Marvel.
She destroys universes. Yeah, like, she can blow through.
She's like
planets.
A star.
She is. She's literally a star.
I say Wonder Woman.
Okay.
You just want to wear the outfit.
I said what I said.
I can get you a Wonder Woman outfit.
Okay.
Yes, I'll get you the lasso and everything.
I still have my at the bar.
They're not ready.
I still got my lasso at the bar.
Oh, Leah has a lasso, my little red nose. All right, next question. Okay, would you rather be forced to sing along or dance to every single song you hear? I already sing along.
I don't have to be forced to do any of that.
No, but would you rather? Like, which one? Would you rather have to sing every song or dance every song?
I'd say dance because I'd get skinny. But you know me. I sing and dance to every song.
That's what
anyway,
I'm saying.
So
can we do both?
Right.
I'm going to pick one.
Yeah, okay. You have to pick one.
Sing.
Okay. I would dance. I don't know.
I already dance almost every
I just
song
don't think I've ever seen Dad do anything other than his, like...
It's my dance, though. It's a two-step.
Or the two... Like, but he has his hands up and he makes his face. He's like, ah!
Sometimes he gets,
like he's fighting the music. Like, that's literally
the music. He's so aggressive.
Like, he's like, ah! Like, he feels it so hard. He has to, like, brace himself. I'm like, okay.
And all I know is that the circle gets around me when I start moving. That's all I know.
He is the party.
When I start moving, okay. I'll leave it there.
That's funny.
Okay. Would you rather find true love today or win the lottery next year?
Win the lottery next year.
Yeah,
I already found true love.
I got true love today.
True love
so I'm winning the lottery.
I love to win the lottery. The lottery.
I'm totally winning the lottery.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I'm glad we're all in agreement. Okay. Would you rather be in jail for 5 years or be in a coma for a decade?
Jail.
Coma.
Coma.
Jail.
I'm not in coma.
I'm not going to know. Leave. I'm not
That's
gonna
my lunch,
different.
Bitch. I got this. I'm ready. I've been training for this my whole life.
She watches
Susie's.
I'm
ready.
Say,
black, swear.
It'd be interesting. I don't know. Because I'm really now I'm getting deep into this. So you figure 10 years without, like, knowing
well, you won't
anything.
Know.
You won't know.
I
it's
know, but
you
like,
just
but
went to
think
sleep.
Of it, so think of it like if it happens today. Like today, and I wake up 10 years from now.
Listen, it's
going to
be harder on you guys than
you
me.
At,
so
that's so
I
true.
I say a coma because I don't want to be in jail.
It's like, no, when you take a nap, you only remember
I don't braid hair. I don't know how to braid hair.
You can hold my pocket.
No, don't play that game.
You can hold my pocket.
You know, so coma. Next question.
I chose coma way too fast. Okay. Would you rather be chronically underdressed or overdressed?
Overdressed.
100%. Overdressed 100%.
You would always rather be overdressed than underdressed because then everyone's going to look at you like a bum.
Always.
I swear.
Yeah.
Okay, would you rather have everyone you know be able to read your thoughts or for everyone you know to have access to your internet history?
Internet history.
Because I think some psycho stuff, swear.
I usually tell you what I'm thinking.
I don't. I do too.
I'll get caught up in the moment. So you may say something and my thought may be like, you're just an idiot.
Like, I don't give unsolicited advice. To you guys, but you're my shield.
Things of some people, and it's just like they don't need to know that.
Okay,
you're my children, but I don't give unsolicited advice or unsolicited comments to other people. Like if someone asked me something, mm-hmm. I would definitely tell them the truth.
But if you're walking down the street and then you think something totally weird, do you want someone else to be able to hear that? Like, no. I know you don't. Like, I know you have to think some weird stuff. Because I know how my brain works. Would you rather never be able to go out during the day or never be able to go out at night?
Never be able
to. At night.
Because during the day.
Listen, I shut down at 5 o'clock anyway.
No, because I'm in my nightlife era. So I'm going to be like, I'd rather sleep all day and party all night.
I'm in my PJs at 4. I'm good.
Yeah.
I just stay in my PJs.
That work.
Night owl. Okay. Would you rather have a personal maid or a personal chef?
Maid.
I'd rather have a personal maid.
Y'all know I love eating.
Yeah, chef, totally.
But here's the thing: like, I can cook myself and be fine. But I just don't.
When was the last time you cooked this for yourself?
Be fine.
Swear, Aaliyah, I can cook.
When was the last time you did?
Like, doesn't matter. When the last time I did it, I just
motion.
Whatever. Okay. I can cook. Would you rather have a pause button or a rewind button on your life?
Rewind. What's a pause button gonna do?
Like, you just stop it and change things.
I think I'm going to say pause.
I'm going to say rewind.
Because
I'll pause too.
If you think about it, the rewind, something stupid, you can just go back and not
fix
it.
You may not fix it. But if you pause it, all you do is create a different outcome.
But if you pause it,
it gives you
time.
Opportunity to think through that moment right then and there.
And then there is no need to rewind.
Right? Yeah, well, I wouldn't think about pausing it. I'd say it and then think after and then have to rewind.
But I think that's how you guys is.
That's
you know,
just where you're at.
Like era, yeah. Because you guys, everything is, I can take it back. It's like I'm going to react really quickly, put it out there, and then take it back. Where I think your dad and I, we'd rather pause, think about it, and then say, okay, this is what I want to say.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather have a child every year for 20 years?
Ugh.
That means 20 children. Or would you never have any children
at all?
I don't want kids, but I don't want 20.
20?
I want like
20
three or four
shut
kids.
Down. Like, you know what? And then as an adult.
Oh, no, I can't wait to be a mom. Like, I genuinely can't wait to get married and be a mom. Like, I'm so excited.
Okay.
Well, congratulations. I have mixed emotions about marriage.
Okay. I think that's another topic.
Like, I just do. You would. You make that make sense for you.
I like it.
Okay. Would you rather lose all of your best friends but keep your best friend, or lose your best friend but keep the rest of your buds?
Oh.
I'd rather lose
keep
all
my best friend.
Yeah,
keep my best
friend.
Best friend. What? Like, yes, I have
she knows
so
all the bodies are buried.
That's what I'm saying.
All the secrets.
All the things. Like, I have to kill her. Like, that's the only way that we cannot. Or him, in my case.
They're not going that far.
Right? No, but I'm saying, like, if we fell out.
You know,
the things that they know about me.
No,
because she bores me.
Well, I
can't listen.
I know why this is my first one.
Yeah. Like, that's what you sound like. You know
and
that.
I'm having a great time. I'm absolutely loving it.
You know Charlie Brown.
I'm just like, that's the question. Like,
that's
how I
treat the talent.
This is how I do it. Okay, next question.
Charlie Brown.
Next question.
You know what I mean?
Cash it down. Like being
focused.
Crazy.
Why? Would you rather have people spread a lie about you or have people spread a terrible but true tale about you?
If it's a good lie,
if it's a good lie,
it's gotta be
sure.
a good lie.
What
it's
terrible,
gotta
but
be a good lie.
Oh, like she went to jail and became the kingpin.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Cell block,
yeah. Right.
Of cell block
okay, well, wait.
And she ran that mother.
It can be like the same thing. You can just deny the true story and like, and if someone's telling a bunch of lies, if you deny it, no one's gonna believe you either way. So it's just like the same thing. People
that
are gonna
like
think
50 Cent.
and
I might be telling the truth.
I was saying that joint. I know. We gotta.
Yeah,
because
I'm like,
she
just totally confused me. Just
yeah.
No, but like, if someone's spreading lies, and then you'd be like, "Those are lies. They're not true." No, they're gonna think that the lies are true anyway.
I'm lost.
Okay,
like
no.
You lost me.
They're gonna think
lies.
That
we'll
the fake stories are true.
Yeah.
Basically, okay. Would you rather be the absolute best at something that no one takes seriously, or be average at something that people that's well respected?
That's an example of something people
don't
take seriously.
I don't want to be average.
I would rather
be
the best
at
something.
I don't average.
So what if it's like the best at like table ping pong? Like
that's
just,
right. So what?
Like,
average is
yeah,
never a good thing.
Like curling.
Average is never a good thing.
Like, would you rather be like a mid football player or a pro curler?
No, listen.
Pro
curler. It's just
curler.
The mindset. I don't do
it
average.
Is. Thank you guys so much for watching. This was so fun. I loved all four of us being together at the table.
Thank you guys for coming.
Thanks for coming.
Hey, will we ever, can we come back?
No,
sure.
One guest limit.
One says
no. No,
it's
no.
Says
yes.
Yes.
Well, the one who pays for it says yes.
Okay. Yes.
That's all that matters.
Yes.
Good. Thank you, guys. I appreciate you having us.
Some fun organization.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys. If you want to click our website, www.mcknightsandmagnolia.com. All of our socials will be listed. We also have some awesome blog posts and some everyday tips and tricks for you guys as well. So don't be afraid to check that out. Awesome. Thank you guys so much. We love you.
See you soon.